Hello everyone, this is the second episode of MAD Podcast about business management. In this episode, I would like to inform about the nature of the subject, a glance at the business management. Business management is a rigorous, challenging and dynamic discipline in the individuals and society subject group. The role of businesses, as distinct from other organizations and actors in a society, is to produce and sell goods and services that meet human needs and wants by organizing resources. Profit-making, risk-taking, and operating in a competitive environment characterize most business organizations. Although business management shares many skills and areas of knowledge with other humanities and social sciences, it is distinct in a number of ways. For example, business management is the study of decision-making within an organization, whereas economics is the study of scarcity and resource allocations, both on micro and macro levels. Business management examines the use of information technology in business contexts, whereas information technology in a global society, or ITGS, critically examines its impact on other fields, such as health and government. Business management studies business functions, management processes, and decision-making in contemporary context of strategic uncertainty. It examines how business decisions are influenced by factors internal and external to an organization, and how these decisions impact upon its stakeholders, both internally and externally. Business management also explores how individuals and groups interact within an organization, how they may be successfully managed, and how they can ethically optimize the use of resources in a world with increasing scarcity and concern for sustainability. Business management is, therefore, perfectly placed within the individuals and society subject area, aiming to develop in students an appreciation both for our individuality and our collective purposes. The Diploma Program Business Management course is designed to develop students' knowledge and understanding of business management theories, as well as their ability to apply a range of tools and techniques. Students learn to analyze, discuss, and evaluate business activities at local, national, and international levels. The course covers a range of organizations from all sectors, as well as the sociocultural and economic context in which those organizations operate. Emphasis is placed on strategic decision-making and the operational business functions of human resource management, finance and accounts, marketing and operation management. Links between the topics are central to the course, as this integration promotes a holistic overview of business management. Through the explorations of six concepts of underpinning the subject, including change, culture, ethics, globalizations, innovations, and strategy, the business management course allows students to develop their understanding of interdisciplinary concepts from a business management perspective. The course encourages the appreciations of ethical concerns, as well as issues of corporate social responsibility, or CSR, at both a local and global level. Through the study of topics such as human resource management, organizational growth, and business strategy, the course aims to develop transferable skills relevant to today's students. This includes the ability to think critically, make ethically sound and well-informed decisions, appreciate the pace, nature, and significance of change, think strategically, and undertake long-term planning, analysis, and evaluations. The course also develops subject-specific skills, such as financial analysis. So then the question is, what is the distinction between the standard level and the higher level? The higher level course, or HL course, in business management differs from the SL course, or standard level, in business management in terms of the first, recommended hours devoted to the learning, 240 hours for HL and 150 hours for SL. Second, extra depth and breadth required, which is actually the extensions units for the higher level, or HL. The third is the nature of the internal assessment task. And the fourth is the nature of the examination's questions. So, let's just say, in general, those are actually the distinctions between the HL and the SL. Another thing that we're going to talk about here is actually about the aims of the syllabus itself. So business management, there are a few things that have been the aims of the subject. So I'm going to let you know about two aims of the subject here. The first one is actually the aims of all subjects in the individuals and societies. Well, they are categorized under group 3, and the aims are the aims of the business management subject itself. So the aims of all subjects in the individuals and societies in group 3 are to, first, encourage the systematic and critical study of human experience and behavior, physical, economic and social environments, the history and development of social and cultural institutions. Second, develop in the students the capacity to identify, analyze critically and evaluate theories, concepts and arguments about the nature and activities of the individual and society. Third, enable the students to collect, describe and analyze data used in studies of society and to test hypotheses and interpret complex data and source material. Fourth, promote the appreciations of the way in which learning is relevant to both the culture in which the student lives and the cultures of other societies. Fifth, develop an awareness in the student that human attitudes and opinions are widely diverse, and that a study of society requires an appreciation of such diversity. And sixth, enable the student to recognize that content and methodologies of the individuals and society subjects are contestable and that their study requires the tolerance of uncertainty. Now the next one is actually the aims of the business management course, both for HL and SL. And they are to, first, encourage a holistic view of the world of business. Second, empower students to think critically and strategically about individual and organizational behavior. Third, promote the importance of exploring business issues from different cultural perspectives. Fourth, enable students to appreciate the nature and significance of change in a local, regional, and global context. Fifth, promote awareness of the importance of environmental, social, and ethical factors in the actions of individuals and organizations. And sixth, develop an understanding of the importance of innovations in a business environment. Okay, that's the end of the episode 2. In the next episode, I will inform you all more about the business management course of the IBDP or International Baccalaureate Diploma Program. Thank you very much for listening.